you finished?
Yeah, okay. I don't like it.
Okay, we're holding on Gemara Beis and Rashi. The first Rashi in the narrow lines. So the Mishnah said, "Ain't kashim mechuber lechatchilo al mechuber." But the Mishnah said, if you wrote it b'mechuber, it's kosher as long as you did the tlisha before the chasima. So why can't you write b'mechuber? Because shema yafter b'mechuber. Well, Mitzel could appreciate if you'd sign it b'mechuber, that'd be helpful, like we explained. V'achim farash peri beis. So it's very clear that the word b'kosav in the pasuk does not mean b'kosav, it means b'kosav. Because the end of the chasima b'mechuber is okay, but the chasima b'mechuber is possible. So Sir Cardinal Mayer, because the same point, because of law, which you darshan lishmo, means because of law means because of law, not because of. So why do you don't need chasima lishmo? Now, Tosfos points out, like I told you yesterday, it could be lechatchila unique ksiva lishma also, but if it's not ma'akibed yevet, the mishnechum would not be masakin b'farinetam farinechtam for that. So for that, top Tosfos.
What?
So in the narrow lines, about six lines down, in the narrow lines. V'im tarmar. The same way Chazal require that the ksiva should be done betolush, just it's not ma'akibid yabid. So similarly, the Chazal can require that the ksiva has to be lishma. Be'eshem adafila ilachatkila boy ksiva lishma lo mesuk ma masnisin kavasei. Even if that's true, the unique ksiva lishma, but still it won't be true, and the mission won't work. Why? Even the diavad kosher lahayim asak and lomer b'fanai nechta. So that's intention as follows that mahalach through the page that something is not going to be ma'akim b'diavad chazal not going to be sakin to say b'fanai nechta for that purpose. Okay. Back to Rashi. We were Lazar. Number made a rise again. Shani Ain Ada Khasuman Allah of Kosher. He holds that made a rise of Adam Asirakarti. And a get without any Adam signed that is valid. So that's true. Alma because of Ksiva Hidamash. So the word because of means Ksiva, not Khasima. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me that he requires, he also requires the chasima lishma, mirabanan. And that's going to have to mean, and the more suggesting that'll be ma'akiv. So, you see from this mission over here, the mission in the ninth parak, that's not true. Can you give him a demsulav? The ksiva boy, the shema b'lo chasima, v'oshel shegit m'sulam, the kochosh perik b'hasu. The chamina was in a lavedim, which are posim mirabonon. Klamer psulayu, filo tanakama loy havi ela mirabonon. Miktoni, in this is a lot kosher. Tanakama agrees that the rice of the get is a valid get. Haraya, if she. It's married based on this get. The marriage is chal, and the child is not a mamzer. It's the bottom kosher. So it's not the right to think of soul. But Rebbe Lazar doesn't require. But Rebbe Lazar says, even though there's no Adam at all, it's kosher. The Tanakhama said it's possible in Rabbanan, and Rebbe Lazar argues that for the chachilat yinase, I'm a psul de Rabbanan, not me less. Not only is there not a psul de Rais, not even a psul de Rabbanan. Shosh gitim psulim be the chachilah. The Tanakhama is saying that the three which are possible in the chachilah, kasim ksav yoda yudei habal means the husband wrote it. But that's one. The second one is it has Eidim but doesn't have Zman. It doesn't have written when it was written. Or the third one, it has Zman, but only in Belei Rechod Uksav Yedei Sofer. It's Tupshatim, only more Rashi picked one of the Tupshatim. That the second aid is the Sofer. So Tanakhava says, if this is so they're possible about him, if this is a blood kosher, so Tanakama only holds this possible Rabbanon because he's masking and this is a lot kosher. And Kosher will also argue, so what's he arguing? Is he saying it's not even possible Rabbanon? I feel like Chatzilah of Machshir. See, he holds it's not Mamash, it's Mamash the Chatzilah not to have any Eidim signed in it. The government of Chasim Shabbatim. Now Rashi is going to say Tupshatim what Gebet HaChasim HaShabbatim means, because we're talking about a get over here. Where's the HaChasim HaShabbatim? So according to the second shot I told you yesterday, referring to other stories as well, which those are dealing with collection, case of a loan. That's Rashi's second shot. Rashi's first shot is referring to the Ksuva. So the get is used as a vehicle to collect the Ksuva. So Gavik Subasa Begaber Khashibar Gavik Subasa beget Amid Khasim Shabadim. She can use the get to collect from the Khashim Shabadim. It's not a Ksubas. I see a get of any more Ksuba. Gavik Subasa. And welcome Shain Kaisin Ksuba. Mirisa, the woman has certain rights. The Khabim gave the woman other rights. Betzim, you do not need a star for that at all. That's given to her no matter what. If he wants to give Mechai himself to Sebes Ksuba, so you would need to be Mechai, and then you would have to document that. But the Iker Ksuba, Iker Din Ksuba, belong to her no matter what. So there's no need to write a Ksuba for that. The question is, how does she collect the Ksuba? Normally you collect by taking out the shtar that you owed money and collecting. Well, there's no shtar that she's owed any money over here. But her get will function for that purpose, because since the hiskaivus of the ksuba is when she gets divorced, he has to pay. So when she brings the get to Bezdin, that proves that she was divorced. Now he has to pay. So you use the get to collect the ksuba. Okay. And that
after she gets the ksuba, what happens to the get since she's using it? I mean, is it destroyed? They rip it up?
No. So so we have to give the husband a receipt, because she wants to hold on to her get to be able to allow her to remarry. So he can't take the get back. So he'll be forced to hold on to a receipt just to prevent it from trying to collect use the get to collect the second time in the best. Okay, but it says that not only does it collect from Bnei Chorin, even collects from Mishabadim. She would have to bring Adam when she got married to be able to do that, because the argument that she goes to the. She wants to go to Lakuchas and say, listen, I got married 20 years ago and I got a right to all of his property, and you bought it after that. They said, no, we bought it beforehand. You weren't married 20 years ago. You were married 2 years ago. We bought it 5 years ago. Prove it. She's going to have to bring Aiden when she got married to be collecting the Shabbatim. But above and beyond the issue of proving it, something which is normally al-pet, there's no din of Shabbat and Bechlel. But over here there is. Even though there's an element of it which is al-pet, we haven't documented when the chiyuv started. But the point is that the reason why So what's the difference between milva b'alpeh that you don't collect from the chasim b'shabbatim and milva b'shav that you do collect from the chasim b'shabbatim? So the machlokes in the Gemara, whether she would have the raisa or she would have the rabbanon. V'yol she would have the raisa means when a raisa, whenever a ruman lends Shimon money, or a barrel lends Shmuel money, for that matter, whenever there's a havoah, the malva Midaraisa gets a shibud on all the property of the loiva immediately. And so even milbal peh really make you din deraisa. The malva just collecting a shabbatim. Problem is that the chacham came along and said we've left a major vulnerability to any purchaser. The milbal peh. There's no way that the almost impossible for a lekeach who's about to buy property said, listen, go check the records and see if there's any liens on this property. How do you do that? There's no way to do that. So the person's going to buy the property and all of a sudden, you know, the 20 days later, the malva shows up and says, I had a shibud first, takes the property away. So oh, no problem, go back to the fellow and get his money back. Yeah, well, that's not always so easy to get your money back from that person. So, they have spent already. So Chalman took away the right to collect from a Shubadim from a Milbal Pet. Milbal Bishtar, just the nature of the fact that there was a star written up about it, the more it says, it's more well known, and you can find out about it. You can ask around, eventually you'll find out that there's a lien over here.
I'm not sure what the argument is.
So that's one way to learn. So really, the right to Mishubadim is inherent in a loan, Mikra Din. The Chachamim did not allow that Ikra Din, that it's inherent in the loan by Milbal Peh, and they Milbal Bishtar, they allowed it. That's one mandamar in the Gemara. The mandamar says, "Hold, she would allow the rice. I get no shibudim on your property. I get a shibud on you. You owe me money. You have to come up with the money. So, but then I have no. But if you sell the property away before I collect, so you don't have any money. I have no rights to the property. Me to rice. Chazal said, you know, you're going to shut down the market. Nobody's going to give loans." So we're going to be misakin the din of collecting from a Shabbat. We only misakin by milva b'shtar. That's the more common way of doing it, and it's easier. And we'll protect the lekeach at the same time by milva b'shtar because of the rash are making a shtar. It has. It's more well known. It's easy. The more it says milva b'shtar has a cult, but a milva b'alpeh. Part of the reason why I didn't document it is that I just wanted to keep it a little more quiet. I don't want people finding out that I'm borrowing money. In general, people like to borrow money privately. They don't want people to know about that they're taking loans. It doesn't sound good for their financial stability, etc. The ksuva. The rights of the ksuva, that's not really because of the shtar. That's inherent in the chavei chazal set up the ksuva. Inherent in the marriage is that the wife gets certain liens on the property of the husband to be compensated at the time of the gerushin. So we have to protect lekuchas. What do you mean protect? He's married, so there's no. We don't need to protect the lekuchas in that case. The fact that there's no shtar, and figure it out. Hey, he's married. There's a shibud on the property for the ksuva. How much is the ksuva? Okay, find out, right? But it's not like the same. It's the same thing as by a case of a loan. By a loan, how do I know he has a loan? Okay, how do we know he's married? Remember how you know he's married? You can ask around to see if he's married. You know? So there's no problem with the lack of a documentation regards to Shabbatim. The only issue is date. So I could claim that the the Lekeach, because listen, I bought this 5 years ago. Who said you were married? Your woman's coming saying, I write to the property. Here's my get. Yeah, you got married 3 days. You got married 3 days ago and you divorced you right away. You have the rights to this property. I don't know. Who said that you were that your marriage preceded my purchase of the property? Prove it. So that you would have to do. With regards to the right to collect is inherent with the get. She has the right to collect. And that'll be even from Shabbatim. We're switching off and saying that the same arguments. We're also saying I hold that a Adam Asira Karti, the Iker is not the Adam signed in it. That's its kind of the bonus. The Iker is that there's a document which has certain powers to it, and as long as that's given in front of Adam, it has those powers. So a milva, a documentation of a loan, which was, and the transfer of the money was done in front of Adam, and the money on the shtar was done in front of Adam. So that gives the shtar full status of a shtar that people know about it, etc. And now it's not a milva pet, it's a milva b'shtar that the malva can collect from a shabbat. Okay. But we're talking about a get over here. So Grashi shtar chayv nami kari get. In the Lashon Chazal, they do use the word get to refer to a documentation of a loan, a shtar of halvah. Kedamar ba'alma, beget chay shen b'achray is discussing over there the sugya of whether there's automatically a chray is included. And I sell property to somebody. And later on, it's that property is taken from the purchaser due to the fact that I had prior liens. So he says he wants to come back and get compensation. I don't promise compensation. That's the rachrayas, that he has the right to come back and get compensation. You bought it potentially flawed. That's your purchase. End the conversation. What's mechayev the seller / loiva to reimburse the purchaser is a chrayas. So that's mechayev. It's more whether we assume automatically there's a chrayas unless written otherwise or vice versa. But you use the law to get chayev shena al by a chrayas. You can have a star chayev which doesn't have any chrayas, which is not without it, which is written without with saying no chrayas. Okay, so why do they sign? Oh, they take an Arlem Shemi Yamusu Edim, because they're going to rely on the Edim which witnessed the actual transfer. Maybe they're going to die Veshuvei Lo Edis, and the Malva will not have no way to collect. Therefore, we instituted this idea of signing the Yamusu if the over there, even if those Edim would sign die. Still, Tara comes to Moshe and later Macher Yakiruhu. We could find other ways to validate. Somebody else will recognize the signatures. Okay, so that's where we are in the Gemara. So the Gemara. Okay, so it can't be Rebbe Losser. So we have to go back to Rebbe Meir. Well, Rebbe Meir, he. Words. So let's try that. Mechila bar Rebbe Meir ksiva lishmoz mirabaisa, but mirabonan boy. Maybe we'll say that Rebbe Meir is maskim the mirabonan unique ksiva. Lishma, even with Miraisa, all you need is chasima lishma. Mirabana, you need ksiva lishma. The word says that can't be because of Homer. Omer Reb Nachman. Omer Reb Nachman. Omer Hayyur Meir, I feel it, Matzo Ba'ashba, the chasma Menasna law is kosher. So, He found the get in the garbage. He says, "Wow, look at this mazel! I was sitting with the divorce of my wife, and I found the get. Has the right names, right city, right date. Great." Pulls it out, signs, witnesses on it. It means the previous husband wrote it, decided not to use it, threw it out. He finds it, signs item on it, and gives it to his kosher. So you see, there's no, it wasn't ksiv lishma, but Rameir doesn't need ksiv lishma. Even Rabbanu doesn't need it. Okay. So
in that case, what exactly are the Edom signing on?
His rotzen now to divorce her.
So he has to. So it's just the fact that he says, you know, please sign this. Or,
yeah. Okay. In general, there's what makes a shtar into a shtar above and beyond just being a piece of paper is what's called dasa miskayev. The one who's going to be affected by the shtar has committed to the responsibility that's there in the shtar. So it could be a divorce, it could be being mekayev to repay the loan, whatever it is. So that's called dasa miskayev. So the dasa miskayev is what changes it. And the Kohen Meir, you get the dasa miskayev through the Edim testifying that this is what he wants. This statement of Reb Nachman is saying Miraisa it's kosher. Right? You can do such a thing. And that's our Mishnah that says Mirabonan not, and you need Befonai Nechtav. The verse says no. If that's what Reb Nachman meant to say, the quote would have been Omer Hayer Meir, Devar Torah. Masoba Ashman Chasim also is kosher. He'd say, "Listen, Minaraisa, that this is the din. I'm asking Minarabon or not, because Minaraisa, this is the din." That's what Reb Nachman would have said. The way Reb Nachman presents it, he's not saying that. Well, before the Tekan of the Rabbanan, and once upon a time it was okay. That's not what he said. He said it's okay. Period. So the Morse, that's not a good suggestion. So Reb Meir does not need Ksiv Lishma, and as far as you know, Reb Losha does not need Chasim Lishma. The Morse says, okay, let's go back to Reb Losha. The Tana of Mishnah is Reb Losha. So therefore the Ksiv Lishma is Pasha. Reb Losha holds the main part of the Raisa. The Shtar is not with Adim signed in it. The Shtar is the person taking his ruts and putting it down on a piece of paper. Well, the Torah said that if I get that works, only if you write a lishma. So that's ksiva. But what about the chasima? The Mora says, "Achila bar belozer chasima heichad aleka edim klal." You're right. If there's no edim at all, it's kosher. That's what we said over here. But when you have edim ready, they have parameters what they have to do. I'm asking. Midaraisa, a get written without an Edom signed in it is kosher. Even Rabbanan is kosher. But if you put Edom on it and they don't do it right, that's worse than no Edom at all. So we're going to suggest, similarly, the Edom has to be Lishma. V'chila bar belozer chasima hechad alak Edom klal. Hechad ika Edom, boy. But once you have you don't need to have Edom, but once the Edom are there, they got to do it right. So soon you'll need the Shema, which the Mor is going to challenge. That is soon. Domer Biyabu, Moira Rebbe Lozer B'Mazuyif Mitoicha Shupasel. Now the word Mazuyif usually means that it's forged. Over here it doesn't mean forged. It means that it was done improperly. The chesima was done improperly. So Rebbe Lozer is Moira that even though you do not need chesima at all, but once it's there, it cannot be done improperly. So there's something inherently wrong with the document as written, as signed. You can't use it. So that's one shot. Rav Ashi is going to give a second shot. let's see Rashi up to here. A few Rashis. The statement that Reb Nachman said that that Meir says it's okay to use a discarded pre-written document. It's okay. That was the Talmud of the Raisa level. But Mirabonon, you do need ksiva lishma. It's not. Because Yehachi, Omer, how you're a mayor, there are terms we boil it. Reb Nachman should have said, we boil the mayor, that's what Reb Nachman should have said. Tablet of Reb Nachman, Damarahu, the Frush of the Milsa, we expect from the Amoroyim to present their statements with clarity, with no ambiguity, because otherwise we have potential of creating mistakes. It shouldn't come out any terrible consequences from your statement. So saying Rameir holds this is fine, which Mina Bonin is not fine, it's not a good sentence. Right, tell me that Rameir held Mina Rice, it's okay, which means you're saying Mina Bonin is not okay. The Misty Hachi over your mayor, the Ratera Filo Mitsobash. Some have the following girsa. Chilai bar v'lozer chasima. That which v'lozer does not need chasima lishma. I'm putting in. Hegalech edim klau. If you don't need him at all, fine. Clever. Chilai chasimi sahadi alei klau. We already said if there's no edim signs on the star, it's fine. Shaper domi, that's great. Shaper thread, that's better. Mehashta the chasimi alei shalei lishma. The hayvali mezuf mitoichu. So what are some examples of Mizuh Mitoche? For example, Shechasim Alav Karev Apostle. So not having if there's no Edom at all, it's fine. But you have Edom signs and one of them turns out to be related. It's possible. There's in the star itself, there's a statement that the Edus is a relative. That's unacceptable. Or the person who signed it, one of them signed it as a apostle. Oh, Shlod Lishma. Or we're saying that Shlod Lishma is a form of Mizuf Mitoichai. Tyson's a longer murder Reb Elazar ben Mizuf Mitoichai. He says, I don't get it. Tame of the reed. Ma inyan shol lishma, the mezuh mitoichu. Mezuh mitoichu means you have apostle aid signed on your star. He's a relative, he's apostle, he's a gazlan, it turns out, whatever. I get it. Shechsumim by kreven apsulim, the hasim bedin mifsul, mishum dil ma'asim the mitzvah haluyeh, ma'asiyah. So if you have aidim signed in it, and we can't find the original Edom is here. They're dead, they left, etc. Say, no problem, we have Edom signs over here, so we're going to use these Edom written on this get to allow her to get married. One of them is possible. How can you do that? Of course that's a problem. Let's bump it up here. Now, so this is 1 second. Like, so what are we worried about? Cardinal Belozer, that Midaraisa, you don't need Edom signs at the start. So the lack of Edom really is irrelevant. Mikra did. Elmai, what we're worried regards to proving it. So this is a proof issue. So Tosis, because Abba Bisha Dabar Emes ain't losses elevated as kosher. If even though it might be, we're not saying we're not that we're afraid that what's going to happen is we're going to allow something which is not true, because we're allowing her to get married. That's fine. It's true. She's allowed to get married. Meeker than she's allowed to get married. Problem is, if somebody's going to challenge it, we have to prove it. The proof is a bad proof, but what we're allowing is not wrong. And we're not afraid we're allowing something which is wrong. So he says, I don't care. Obviously, number MS ain't lost his elevated his kosher. And Tosis proves that. That's the big Yisrael of Tosis. The obvious of the Emes ain't lost his elevated kosher. The Chashash over here is not that we're going to allow something which is false, because we know that it's true. That's what we're worried about. But there's a law that you need Eidus kosher. So Tosfos says at the end, four lines before the end. V'yeshlomer the mekom akam ikel the mikzah chasima up to chasiva v'im ein oisin chasima lishmo gazinim pen lo yitavu gam chasiva lishmo. So it's not really the same din of mezuzah mitarcha that you have by Karv Apostle, but rather this is a different attachment, which we're sort of calling it mezuzah mitarcha, putting something in the document which doesn't fit with the rest of the requirements of the document, potentially could undermine the document. That's what it means. Having a chasima shalad yishmoa, which anchored in his kosher, and again might lead to doing the chasima shalad yishmoa. So that's what the more means to say. He shows the document. Rashi not like that. Rashi sort of like puts lumps them all together. Kartos they're not really the same thing. Karv Apostle is an Iker Din problem. There's an invalid Adis which we're going to end up using, which we can't do. Right? But here, it's not the problem. There's no invalid Adis. The problem is that there's this Zera that if you allow this, you're going to end up allowing other things which are not acceptable. Okay, so Samur says we can learn that the Mishnah Tanah is a Belazer, and he's wedded by Mezuzah Mitzvah. So what's our question? We need to find a Tanah which needs Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. There is a Tanah, not a Meir, not a Belazer, Rabbi Yehuda. How many Rabbi Yehuda he? It's none. Rabbi Yehuda poysel ach tehei ksibosoi v'chasimosoi v'tolush. So Rabbi Yehuda requires the ksiva and the chasima v'tolush, because v'kasa means the ksiva and the chasima. So the drush we had was v'kasa v'nasa. There cannot be any step, any necessary step which is placed between the ksiva and the nasida that has to be done before the ksiva. So you can't be tarlish it, because since the tarlish of the nasan requires that he has to give it over, and he cannot do that when it's attached. So he must cut it off. So you cannot have a situation where the cutting is between the ksiva and the chasima and the giving. So the review says both the ksiva and the chasima go into the word v'kasav and the pasuk. Well, it says v'kasav law. So the ksiva and the chasima have to be the shema. The same way he holds that they have to be v'tolish, they have to be the shema. So Mercy says, great. So we went, did it like a full Amid plus, trying to figure out who it is. And like, you have Rabbi Yehuda up your sleeve the whole time, like it's a Mishnah. It's not like they didn't know about Rabbi Yehuda. Omikara. So the more my time alone is Mukmina Lok Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't we go to Rabbi Yehuda right away, like this whole discussion in the Gemara? The more answers, Hadrina and our mayor, we prefer to see Gilik Rameyer to Stamas, he's the mayor. So that we would prefer to have the mayor being the town of the Mishnah, because we have a rule stam since the mayor, so that makes it nice to say that the town of our Mishnah is the mayor. But the Morris can't be. Or Madrina or Belazer, we're searching to find a way to say it goes like your Belazer, because the Kamal Hills like Kamasei by Gittin, because we passed in like your Belazer by Gittin. So you would like to have this Mishnah going like your Belazer. Okay.
What are we passing like?
It's a Gemara. The Gemara is Machria.
No special reason.
I mean, a lot of times you have the Gemara says, we have Machlokes. The Hilchos of Kamasei, we pass like him. We don't say why. This is we do. Yeah. Now the question is, what does the word begitin mean? Does it mean only by get, but by other stories we pass him like not like him, and Adis is Mikra Din, or we're saying the word gittin, like I said before, means any document. So Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos, Kamal Halacha Kriblos be gittin. Shum the Mary Halacha be gittin, Naka gittin. Amalacha Kamoisim after Shar Shtaris. So, but the truth is, we pass the Kriblos by everything. That's the first line of a big Tosfos. So Tosfos does bring a shita. Okay. The Tosfos talk does not bring the other sheet. The Tosfos says a few other points which are important. So let's see Rashi first. So why, you know, Rabbi Yehuda's waiting. He's so why didn't we go look at Rabbi Yehuda? So Zachin and Majrina, we went back and forth to figure out who it should be like. So we have a simple answer. We go through multiple steps. Try this. Try that. Majrina, look, Uk make her mayor Kribalazer. So why? This is just two points in the Tosfos I want to look at. So six lines into the Tosfos, the fifth word on the line. Now that we're saying a pasuk Rebbelozer, the fiach is certainly zorsh you edim mesira b'shas and sinas a get. Rebbelozer holds edim mesira karti. What makes the get into a get is not the edim signed in it, but rather the edim which witness the gerushin. That's what makes the get into a get, which means midiraisa, person has no edim signed in it. So what makes this piece of paper into a valid gerushin machine? A get, it has the ability to sever a relationship. What does that when it's given in front of Edim? That is what makes it into a valid act of severance. The elector shom Edim asira Edim agereshes alva gavdik Edim chesima. The Edim chesima, remember, the main purpose of the get is to be a vehicle, an instrument of gereshin. That's Rebbe Elazar's shita, that what makes a get into that instrument is the fact that it's given in front of Edim. Erech Hasima cannot replace that. Erech Hasima can be a, we say, well, listen, you know, hold on to your get is proof. Oh, that's a new purpose. It's a secondary purpose of a get. It's a proof, as a proof that she was divorced. For that, Edith Hasima help. But for the garrison part, Edith Hasima don't help. The fact that Edith Hasima are there, gives it a halachic assumption it was done properly. She walks in the bezel with a piece of paper. Maybe she wrote it yesterday. Who said it's a get? Right? They said the whole thing. Well, I had Edim. Where are they? They're dead. Shkaya. There's no proof. Well, we say, listen, if it was written up and there's Edim signs in it, we validate the signatures, we know it was true. It can't be that this was something she drew up yesterday. It must be it went through due process. So it went through due process. It probably was given over in front. It was supposed to be given over in front of Edim. So the Edim Hasima will document a story which happened. But what makes it a get is Edim Asira. So I have Edim signs. It's good enough. No. It's not good enough. Because the Edim Hasima are there just for the proof part. But the primary purpose of a get is not for proof. The primary purpose of a get is to be the instrument of Gerishin, which only Edim Asira can do that. It's an important point in Now skip down to four lines before the end of Tosfos.
So we assume that there the kiyum in requiring aid masira.
Right. In other words, that which it generates like this is mistama behechshanas. Void Rogel Ben Otam Loimer. It's four lines for the end of the end of the place is about halfway in the line. Ben Otam is Rogel Loimer. I feel the mayor boy ate him b'shas to see us again. Real ate him in a chasima card. He says no. Listen, what makes the get into a get, what makes it an instrument of gerushin is the Adam signed on it. A piece of paper, nobody signed it. That's not a gerushin machine. It's a piece of paper. Adam are signed in it, which testify in their signatures that this is for the purpose of gerushin. Now it is an instrument of severance. Adam chasima karti. What makes it into the now? But one second. Now he comes. He wants a divorce. He says, "Oh, Adam chasima." We're about to have an act of issues being severed. The same way you need two Eidim B'Shas Kedusha. What are the purpose of two Eidim B'Shas Kedusha? To prove it? It's not to prove it. Right? The halacha is that the act of Kedusha is not a valid act unless there are Eidim on the act. We're never going to bring those Eidim at the bezin to prove if she's married or not. That's not the point of the Eidim. The Torah says that the act of Kedushin done without Eidim is not an act of Kedushin. So how can an act of Gerushin done without Eidim be an act of Gerushin? Well, there's Eidim signed on the get. That's very nice. That makes a get into a get. It's a beautiful get. But that's not Gerushin. There's a next step called divorcing. You need Eidim for the Gerushin. Even according to Meir. Is that what Shere Pachas Mishnayim? Okay. Now the next sentence says we'll have to leave. It's an also important line. Mr. Rebbe Thomas says this discussion, which we're discussing over here, is what takes a piece of paper and changes a piece of paper into something which has the halachic ability and power to create a gerushin. That's one argument. Eidim Masira, Eidim Chasima. There's another question: is there's a gerushin taking place? Can a gerushin being done without Eidim be called a gerushin? The answer is no. So of course you need Eidim B'Shas the Nesina. Even Kurt Mayer, you need Eidim B'Shas the Nesina. So, which then goes according to Belozer, then it's very easy. Of course, we assume the Eidim is just who's going to do a gerushin without Eidim, right? So the Eidim is Elmay. We're saying who said there was a gerushin at all? This is just not a piece of paper. Eidim Chasima will tell me that wasn't a piece of paper. It must have been done properly. If it was done properly, we have to assume the process was given in front of the Eidim. So according to Belozer, the Eidim is here will have two functions. Cardinal Mayer, the one function is given to the Eidim Chasima. Cardinal Belozer, the Eidim Masira, what takes the document that makes it from a piece of paper into a gerushin is at the moment of gerushin, the fact that the Eidim are willing to accept this document for the gerushin, that makes it into a get. And then they also witness the gerushin. They do both things. Cardinal Mayer, no, the get is a get beforehand, but the Eidim signed in it. By virtue of the Eidim signed in it. The gerushin, they affect the gerushin by watching, by witnessing it.